Drive on 3AW for the White Glove Mover. Professional, courteous, the best of the best, local or interstate, and they'll even make your bed.
It is 3 to 4. Well, it was very sad news this morning. I woke up and found out that Olivia Newton-John had died, and apparently this is big news in the US as well. Kirk Clyte joins us. Kirk, good afternoon.
Hi, Tom. Today, many of us lost part of a connection to our youth with the death of Olivia Newton-John. She even had 7 top 10 country hits, including this classic. Have you never been that low? And it wasn't Madonna who had the number one hit of the 80s.
Yeah, let's get horizontal. All those things were like so risque, you know, but now compared to what's on the radio, it's kind of like a lullaby.
Physical was number one in the U.S. for 10 weeks. Not to the level of Melbourne, but Las Vegas was very important in her life. Olivia's last performance here in December of 2016 after a 3-year residency at the Flamingo. When you think of Nevada, you think of gambling. While the casinos on the Strip each have about 2,000 slot machines, the Department of Defense has 3,000 that bring in more than $100 million a year for the morale, welfare, and recreation of service members. All of the machines are on overseas bases, and on some of the bases, there is not much else to do, such as on Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, where the Navy has 52 slot machines. Some members of Congress believe that problem gamblers in the military could pose a threat to national security, but so far, not enough agree to have the machines removed.